This weekend's trip was a watershed moment, according to Allison Schmidt. She's the lead teacher for the arts department in the Rochester City School District.
Back in the 40s and 50s, there were marching bands at every single city high school, and you can see some reminders of that when you go and visit those locations. But for a variety of reasons, the programs died out over the years.
But about 5 years ago, Schmidt says, as part of a major expansion and reinvestment in the arts, the city school district chose to start the Pride of Rochester Marching Bands. It began with kids from 5th to 12th grades, just a handful of students with special needs. Schmidt says it has blossomed into a full-fledged marching band with uniforms and a brand new custom-made equipment truck.
There's not really a program like this in Western New York, and if you're talking about urban districts. We go year-round. It's phenomenal as a access point for all the students that feel like they don't fit in anywhere else.
Schmidt says there's a bigger picture here, that the arts can help students thrive academically and socially. She likes to tell Jonah's story. He was a student of hers before the Pride of Rochester marching band got off the ground.
Jonah Barley was a student of mine at school number 16 many years ago, and he came into the program really struggling behaviorally. He was in school suspension every other week. He loved singing, and he loved dancing, and he loved being in chorus. So we had a conversation, Jonah and I, the June of his fifth grade year, and I said, Jonah, you want to be in chorus, so here's the deal. I need you to be on time every day. I need you to do what you need to do in your classes, and I need you to avoid in-school suspension. Really use your strategies to keep yourself in line. If you can do that, you will be my new dance captain. Jonah, between September and January of the following year, went from several times a week in in-school suspension to none. He changed his life through the power of music. He was phenomenal. I took him everywhere. That year, my performing arts program went to 17 shows all throughout the community, and Jonah was the star. And you could see from his entire demeanor, he engaged in his classroom in a totally different way because he had something that kept him coming to school every day. I've used Jonah's story with many little boys across the city school district for years since then of what you can do if you put your passion first. Unfortunately, Jonah is no longer with us. He was one of the boys that was murdered at the Boys and Girls Club. But his impact is still being felt throughout our community every time I tell the story.
That's Allison Schmidt, lead teacher for the arts department in the Rochester City School District. You can hear more from her about musical developments in the Rochester City Schools in a longer conversation online at classical915.org. I'm Brenda Tremblay, WXXI News.